The affidavit says the FBI recorded Elmehdi Samlali Fathi repeatedly saying in Arabic that he planned to bomb a university outside of Connecticut and a federal building and courthouse in the state, which the document says houses offices for Homeland Security investigations. It does not specifically name which school or building were targeted. Fathi said in the recordings that the bomb was made for him and everything is available in Southern California on the border. He said funding for the attacks would come from secret accounts, including some money coming from drug dealing. Fathi is a 27-year-old from Morocco who was living in Bridgeport illegally. But federal agents couldn't deport him, despite a few arrests, because a judge had issued an order protecting him. Fathi had asked for asylum because he said he'd previously been arrested and beaten by Moroccan authorities because they thought he was a member of a group that seeks to overthrow the government there. The affidavit includes evidence to suggest that was a lie. So far, Fathi has not been charged with terrorism. For now, his charges deal with false statements related to his immigration status. Federal officials say the investigation is ongoing. The affidavit quotes Fathi as saying there are three things that scare people in the U.S., causing harm to schools, the economy, and their sense of security. His defense attorney says he can't comment on the case. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.